Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This week, Chloe shits herself in the shower. David tells us his intrusive thoughts, and I talk literal bollocks. So, let's strap down, let's strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
I've signed up some more CPC courses. I've only got like two more years to do them. So David, these fucking courses that we have to do, you have to do one a year, and I'm on like year four.
And you've not started.
And at the beginning of year four, I had none at all. So I was like, fucking this year, I'm just going for it.
Tomo.
Well, so our transport manager, he's trying to sit here. He's a bit of a, like, I quite like him. He's an ex-copper, so, and he's not everyone's cup of tea, but I quite like him. He's all right. And, so I said to him, I need to just go on every course that you've got. But, I don't really mind, because I found out, because the way it works for us is we get paid to do our courses.
Do you?
And as long as... The way our pay works is, as long as you've done your 39 hours, you're on time and a half, which apparently includes your CPC courses. So fuck yeah!
So are you going to be that guy now who basically said every time you put up your hand, if anybody's got any question or a story, you're like, hey, this is time and a half. Yeah. So there was this time that I did this and I did that. You know that one guy?
Just string that shit out.
Oh no, it was like Chloe had a guy who wouldn't stop talking. Wasn't that one? Isn't that right?
That was Chloe. I sat there and I watched Stargate.
You can't do that like all five.
I can. What? I mean, don't wrong.
So you're telling me you're getting double pay to sit on your ass and watch Stargate?
Time and a half.
Come on, Chloe. Don't be ridiculous here. Time and a half. I mean, yeah, basically. I mean, don't be wrong. So there are some courses which I would like to go on, and I will fucking pay attention to that shit. So I want to do a first aid refresher. I think that'd be a really good one. We talked about this before. I think everyone should have a first aid course under the belt. Go on.
When did you do your crane test thing?
I don't have my thing in front of me. I've got like another 2.5 years left on it.
Did you not look into that? Because in theory, when you do crane things and that you get CPC.
I asked this. And
you get like 3 days or something. But then it just depends if your trainer is recorded.
No. It doesn't, because the same thing as your ADR. Even if you do your full ADR course, I'm pretty sure it's only the first like section of it that counts. It's only
your first 8 hours. If you do ADR, it counts for like... I did half ADR, so I only did like certain segments, and that counts for 2 days of CPC.
God damn!
If I did like ADR. A full ADR course, I think it counts for like 3 days. So, and I'm also pretty sure if you go and do like telehandling or your crane, like high ab, that counts towards CPC as well.
Yeah. So I think what he said was, because he's not like JOUT compliant, the guy. And because he's not JOUT compliant, it didn't count.
Oh, was it in-house kind of training?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So what you're saying is if it was
when
done.
When you go to an official. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
These, ADHD pills are not working right now.
What, you says the pug behind you? Or?
Are you struggling there, David?
Oh boy, am I struggling.
How have they been?
I don't know. I'm still, it's not immediate, and it's not the hardcore ones. You know, it's not the stimulant drugs. But by the way, I have a, just for people who don't know, I can't remember who I told, When was the last time I was on a podcast?
Anyway. Oh, well, okay.
I know that you've said it, but I don't know if you've said it in the context of on a podcast or if you've just told us.
I'm on ADHD pills, and most of the time you're prescribed Adderall or Ritalin, but I'm on and those are stimulant ones, so basically heart, controlled substances. But the ones I'm on right now are not controlled substances, but you still need to be prescribed them. And they start you off with a small dose, and then the medium dose, and then full dose. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell if it's working or not. Sometimes I don't know. It's just hard to tell. But I'll be talking to my doctor again at the end of the week and see how it is. And I want to go jump straight to the hardcore stuff, to be honest with you. I just want to go on Adderall and just at least I know
just
that that's
feel the effects.
At least that's I know that's the hardest one that they can give you, and like that's probably what I need.
One thing I will say about this, so I've got, by the way, I am going to come around to what you've just said there. So I take a couple of things for my back, and I also have like one for that. So I take Cocodamol for my back. I just take it in the evening just because it just helps me back help. But obviously Cocodamol is codeine, so that's a controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had... like a kind of a very sparing supply of diazepam for just like occasional use. I used to take it, so if I was going to like a family event or something like that, where there's people, funerals were always one of them ones where I was just like, fucking, just throw some diazepam out that shit and it'd be fine. Cause I struggle in those sort of situations. And they've been really just a pain in the ass about giving me the diazepam. But then they stopped my Cocodamol as well. So I've had to have a phone conversation with them. And they were going through all these bloody questions about, have you thought about killing yourself recently?
Yeah, I've had.
Have you thought about this? I mean, like, I genuinely, I once got asked that question. And I was like, I haven't until you just asked me that question. And now I'm thinking about killing myself. Does that count? I mean, fucking hell. What
I'm thinking about, have I thought about killing myself? I haven't and I haven't. You know what I mean? I was like, you're on top of a roof. I could totally jump off here. I'm not going to. You know what I mean? You're just kind of joking with yourself. As in like, if I was on the top of the Empire State Building, like, how long would it take for me to land? And could I control the landing? I don't know. About it. You'd be like, I don't know, like, but you don't want to do it. You have no intention of doing it. You know what I mean? But you can't say that to the guy. I mean, because now, he actually thought about it. Yeah, come on, we all have. But not suicidal thoughts in that particular scenario. I don't know. It's just, but of course I said, no, I just knew what answers to say. No, I did not. I've never thought about killing myself. Other people?
There's a couple. There's a couple on my list anyways. I'm not a violent man, but I've definitely got a couple on my list. Well, one particular, but anyways, we will talk about that one. And
who's that one?
Oh, we'll talk about it. I just said that. Fucking hell, dickhead. Yeah.
That makes me want to question it.
Yeah, I know. It's like tantalizing, isn't it?
Yeah, bastard.
But like, so with these pills, they ask me all these questions, and eventually
they know this is for back pain, right?
So the diazepam can be used for that back pain because it helps you relax, stuff like that. But so I sometimes have used it for back pain, but I've also used it for anxiety. So it's an anti-anxiety med.
So it is like an antidepressant anxiety sort of thing.
It's an anti-anxiety, but it's an immediate anti-anxiety.
Right.
And it's a barbiturate. I don't really know what that is, but I always hear them say it's a barbiturate. I don't know what that means, but it's something. Anyways, so they've told me that they don't give out diazepam for anxiety anymore or for back pain. I was like, so what's the anti-anxiety medicines actually used for now? And she goes, we can't discuss that right now. Da, da, da. Right. Okay. So I can't have that one there. Doesn't really matter.
So next time you go in and she asks you all these questions, you should just go, yeah, sure.
All,
see what you get given.
All of the above.
All the yes.
But so they're so fucking keen on these two particular ones. But I got diagnosed with ADHD. Years ago. Now, what I've since found out, I am ADHD, but I'm more autistic. And the autistic is, and those two things don't react well with each other. So I took Concerta XL, which is Ritalin. And those fuckers were just throwing them fucking pills at me. Like, they were like, yeah, you want more? Fucking, I got to a point where I had fucking, I didn't think about this until afterwards, until they were all gone. And I didn't, because I was like, people are like, oh yeah, you can sell them to people. I'm like, people buy that shit. I had fucking bottles upon bottles upon bottles. I was like, there were some weeks I just chucked a bottle out because I had so fucking many of them and they were just throwing me at them. Like, but I don't understand. Like, they were worse. Fuck me. Like, that was, like, they made me feel really like on edge, like fucking on edge sometimes. I mean, don't know, sometimes they helped, like, really helped me. But there was days where, like, my anxiety was so fucking high. I realized that they were giving me panic attacks on a daily basis.
What, the tablets to stop this?
No, well, no. So this is like an ADHD thing. Right, these aren't anti-anxiety. But, like, basically, because it's amphetamines and that can cause anxiety. Something which they did not fucking tell me. Whereas with these other ones, fucking, are you going to kill yourself? Need to make sure you're not going to kill yourself. The fucking other ones, they're just chucking them at you, the bastards. They fucking, more, shove them in your gob, I'll chew them up for you. Don't know.
Right, all okay. Right.
Fair enough.
So what are you on at the moment?
I think that was a rant, possibly.
That was.
No. I don't take them anymore.
Don't take any of it now, okay.
Oh,
right.
No, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing about Ritalin. I was just...
Just going back to the comments, I'm having an orgasm in the comments. Like drive down the road when you drive down the motorway and wonder what would happen if you hit the side of the bridge.
Yeah, it's just a wonder.
Yeah, I've had, you know, that.
I heard this.
Or if you fall off the, fall off the bridge.
Keanu Reeves was on a, I don't know, talk show or whatever, right? And one of the guys asked him, so what do you think happens when you die? And he was like, well, one thing for sure is that you'll be missed. You know, you'll have family members that will who loved you, that will miss you. And, you know, and it was a very great answer. Obviously, he doesn't know what happens to him, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That he said, as in like, one thing for sure is that people will miss me, or people will miss you.
I can actually hear him say that. You know, he is like, I fucking love Keanu Reeves. I love that man. Like, he's just fucking, I don't know. I just want to, like, I just want to give him a big hug. Like, that's all.
And
I
he would love to hug you back.
And he would. He genuinely would. He's so fucking nice. You know, after the ending of, because there was something, I don't know what, there was something at the end of The Matrix, I think it was. He bought everyone Harley Davidsons.
Yeah.
What if they didn't want a Harley Davidson? What if a family member crashed on a motorcycle accident?
There was a reason he gave Harley Davidsons, and it was something to do with tax, and it was something to do with that. Because if you think about it, if everyone in a crew at the end of a massive film like The Matrix gets given a motorbike by the main star, think about the value of that motorbike immediately. That then increases exponentially in value. It's like a Banksy painting. Yes.
Go on. I was going to say that I'll tell you the other one that does that sort of thing. Just a butt in there. Viggo Morrison, whatever his name is. The guy plays Hidalgo, the film in Hidalgo. And he also plays in Lord of the Rings, Aragorn. He bought all the horses, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah. So when he played Aragorn, there's the Dark Bay horse. He bought that personally at the end of it.
Really?
Yeah. And then there was a couple others that he bought for friends that loved their horses and they couldn't afford to buy ones and things like that. And then he also did the film Hidalgo. If you've never seen Hidalgo, it's a fucking awesome film. You have to watch it.
He also did G.I. Jane.
Did he? Was he in G.I. Jane?
But he's got a mustache and he doesn't look like him. I was like, well, I didn't know that. The same person?
No.
He plays so many different characters and you don't realise. But in... Hidalgo, obviously, they had a painter horse and they had about 3 stunt horses that they had for this film. And the lady trainer, she could not afford to buy this horse because he was like thousands and thousands. And she really wanted him and she bought him for her. Just like so she could have the horse, so she could actually have him. And there was about 3 stunt horses. And the other one of them as well, he bought for himself. And then one of the others he bought for like one of the crewmates or something.
So he's really into horses.
Like really into horses. It's slightly different to Harley really Davidson's.
Into horses.
Yeah. That's
it
why
was
I'm
a,
like
it
that,
was a
I'm
Mustang
sorry.
That he rode in that movie.
What horse? Oh, what, Hidalgo?
Hidalgo, yeah. It was
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I just remember, I was like, oh, a Mustang is a horse? Of course it is, because it's a bloody... The logo on
horse
the Ford Mustang
is
a horse.
Yeah.
You know, just... I thought that was fascinating. Something.
Have you watched it, Tom?
I haven't, no. Yeah,
oh, you do need to watch it. I think you'll love it.
Don't ever tell Tom to watch anything. You know, the best
thing you hate it.
There was this, the best thing to do was just go the other way around. Bullshit. Like, yeah, it's not for you, Tom. It really isn't.
Okay, good stuff.
It's got
good
horses in it.
Thank you.
You can hate it. Yeah,
so if you ever come across this,
fucking watch it.
Just skip on past it. Yeah.
I'll
have you watched What If yet?
Yeah, have you?
No, I haven't.
Of course he has. What a stupid question.
I was going to.
So good.
Well, I was going to talk Marvel just for a minute. But like, so I was going to talk about the new Captain America. Have you seen The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
No.
The series, yeah.
Oh, wait, the series, yeah.
Yeah. You need
by
to
the way,
watch that,
to anybody
really.
Who's right now is reaching for their phone to pause.
No spoilers. No spoilers at all. But to be honest with you, it's so I want to talk about reviews of films.
It's not done well from what
it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not done well at all. And I be honest with you, I looked at the reviews after I went, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking great. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, it just ticked all my boxes. Like, there's some, they showed love to a couple of films in their repository that hasn't previously got a lot of love, and it desperately needed some love.
Like, the Winter Soldier and the Falcon, that one?
No, not that one.
That good.
I think I watched it once.
I don't know. You'll see when you go see it, but
okay.
It's, I don't know. It's a really good film, and like, there's some like really nice bits in it, but I feel like it's kind of cool to shit on Marvel at the moment. And I kind of feel like almost they haven't... I don't know.
Comparing it to Endgame. You know what I mean? You can't...
Well, is that what the issue is? Like, maybe. Is that what...
Is it because he's not Captain America now, though? Is that what...
I think so. Like, I think it
because
might
he
be...
Because he is, in the Marvel comics, that is a character as well, him being... Captain America, isn't it?
Well, that and the because I think there's been a lot of flack about I don't think what his name is. Do you know the first Captain America who's black in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I know who he is, but I have no idea who I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember what his name is now.
Series?
In the series. I don't think it's a spoiler
it's
to say that
guy.
He's...
There was another.
The original Captain America, and he was like imprisoned, and they did tests and all sorts of things on him. So it's not a spoiler to say he's in it, because like he's obviously a very important part of Sam's life. And...
Was that a spoiler then?
That was a little bit of a spoiler. No, it's not.
That was like a 1 out of 10 spoiler.
It's like a 0.5.
It wasn't really relevant because I can't.
You know what
would
have been nice if the trailers didn't have the Red Hulk in it.
We
that
said
would
this.
Have been nice.
We said the same
what,
thing.
What like
as well.
A surprise!
It would have been
or like
nice
when
as a
Spider-Man
surprise.
Came out in Civil War. As like seriously, you didn't think people weren't going to see that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As like seriously, can you imagine the crowd going? They would go apeshit if
have
all of a sudden
seen?
They saw Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Show up. You know what
that
I mean?
Would be amazing.
Can you imagine the goosebumps? So you'd be like, and all of it, but no, you just happen to see it in a trailer. Ah, it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Have you watched the you know, when they're in the theatre watching films, like the Endgame and that, and then you've seen them where people record the audience.
Yeah,
and they're all
the
just
audience
like,
reactions.
It's so good. I love watching those.
Yes, you know what? So do I as well, actually. I kind of
feel good
wish,
about my reactions.
Yeah. Part of me wishes that we could, that Disney would actually record the reactions as something that you could... Like when you're watching stuff on Disney Plus,
yeah,
And like, you could actually have, like, bring up audience reactions, so you could watch the film with the reactions like in there.
Oh, what, like, maybe Goggle like have Box like a style like a, or something?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, that would be cool as fuck. I'd watch it with that on.
You know, in movie theaters, you know, if you ever gone down a roller coaster, they take a picture at a perfect time of when you're going down to really, and then all of a sudden you're like either scared or whatever. They take that image, and then you can go buy it. Maybe if the movie theaters did that too, to where they're actually videotaping you, and they'll take a picture at a certain time.
Yeah.
So
especially some like the horror things. I think that was, did they not do that for a horror film?
They did. I think it was Paranormal Activity, maybe, because I remember watching Paranormal Activity, and I was definitely watching it through fingers. You know what I mean? I was running out of the room. I was like, nope, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Get back here. No, okay, fine. La 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 la. You know, just
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never like these films that come up, and it's like the scariest film ever made. This film is called Disturbing, and then you're like, I know I watched that. I'm like, but why would I pay money for that? Like,
why would you pay money? Or
why? I don't know.
People love that.
What
stuff?
To watch a scary thing? I can't stand it. It's like some people like that.
Some people don't like superhero movies. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fine. Just stupid. That's fine. I mean, you don't.
But you're asking a question. Why is there a certain genre?
Oh, you're talking about them or the superheroes? No, but like, I don't know. I've talked about this before. My ex once made me watch Hostel.
No.
It was.
Did you ever see The Human Centipede?
No.
I've seen clips.
I've actually seen it.
The trailer made me feel weird.
Isn't there like two
as
well?
And there's the walrus as well is the other one.
Oh, I've seen a clip of that, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm not into that.
No,
definitely makes you never want to go to horrors.
There's the thing I still get, and this bearing in mind, this is like 15, 20 years ago. In fact, it'll be coming on 20 years ago now that I watched Hostel with her, and I still think about that poor Japanese girl with her eye hanging out, and I still think about like. Like, I don't know. I just feel so bad for it. I remember that part. I will always remember that part.
That was not my film. No,
yeah, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre she made me watch.
Oh, no, that's not in my
did. I couldn't
Craftsman, by the way, in the comments is like,
Saw.
Yeah, fucking love this
Saw
shit.
The one who started that all that off?
It was, yeah, Saw. I have watched Saw.
I haven't, because I can't. I hear that you literally watch somebody cut their own leg off.
Yeah, that does not appeal to me.
No, it doesn't me either, you know, but I understand the genre. I can understand people wanting to watch that. Those sick bastards. But, you know.
I can't. It's not my sort of film. Horrors aren't my sort of film anyway. I get scared watching the simplest of films anyway. Fuck that.
I got scared watching Signs. And I couldn't watch the scene Signs.
That was awesome. It
took me years to watch the scene with the where he puts the knife underneath. I don't like... Like there's one scene in particular, and it's like it is the epitome of like what I find like. So I can go swimming. I can go. I'm a qualified scuba diver.
Yeah.
I don't mind swimming. Don't mind if you put me down under the water and you're like, hey, by the way, there's sharks in this area. I'd be like, eh, that's fine. That's cool. I can deal with that. You know, if there's a shark in the water, you know, you do your signal and you show like, you know, the shark in the water, you will get out. That's fine. Chances are it's not going to come and bother you. If it does, it's not going to come and bite you because sharks really aren't like the main. So that's fine. But you tell me, you put me over some calm water and you tell me there is no sharks. There are no anything in this water at all, but it's just black and you cannot see the bottom.
No,
I will not get in that water. No. I will never get in that
That's
water
like,
because
you...
no, fuck you, no. And then the other one from Signs, which is where he looks out the window and it's looking through the window at
or,
him.
Yeah, no, don't like that. No,
fuck
not
that
like
shit.
That. Or
fuck
when he's in the crop
that.
Field, I don't like the crop field bit because you don't want to. But when you go back to water, have you ever been in one of those lakes where they've suddenly got a pit of death?
Yes.
And you're just like, you're like just swimming and you drift over it and then you go, oh, and then you can't get over away from it quick enough. No.
Fuck that shit. If I can't see the bottom, I'm not swimming in that shit. I need to see the bottom of it.
But chances are you're never going to see
the bottom. There's probably a fucking
megalodon
down there.
Any ocean, you're never going to see the bottom. You can see bloody 10 feet.
But it's weird because I've gone diving in cloudy water where you can't see the bottom. But for whatever reason, when I'm going into the water and it's just cloudy all around you, I'm okay with that. It's specifically down.
I can't do that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You still got like 10 meters of vision and stuff like that. Still, you can still see around.
Man, you're in really clear water.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the waters that I've ever been in, you can't see 5 feet.
Yeah, yeah. It's 10 meters is like crazy good. Like crazy, crazy good.
Yeah.
But like the idea of someone watching through the window. There was one night I was sat here with Kale sat on the sofa behind me, and I just kind of got it in my head that I had to just check the window and just make sure there's not, because someone might be watching me, despite the fact that there is a 10-foot drop to the ground below.
Yeah, but
there
something still
no
could be there.
Possible way. I know there could be. There's a shed behind that door. There's no way someone could be standing looking through the window at me. But the idea of someone looking through the window at me. I have had it where a cat did that once to me, and it shit me.
Oh my god! See, I scare the shit out of myself. I start thinking I am the biggest pussy in the world. Honestly, I don't give a shit. I'm terrified of everything, like anything. And I was in the shower. And the light stopped working because it's. I need to change the light bulb. So I just had my torch light on for a minute because I couldn't move up, but I just wanted to have a shower. And then we've got a window right by the shower that's our courtyard.
No.
Right? It was dark out there. Obviously, there is a light that goes on with sensor. So the light came on and the window is like blurred.
Is this going to be a story about your landlord again?
No, this is just me shitting myself over nothing. Basically, the light comes on outside because obviously the steam. And then I was looking out and I could see, you know, you can see like a silhouette of something. And I'm like, what's that? Like, it's probably like a bit of cardboard or something over by the bins. And then the light goes out and then you go, oh! And then the thing is, to get out of the bath, I've got to go past the window, but I can't go past the window at this point. So I'm now stuck in the corner of the shower and I can't get out because the window's there and I can't get out. So then what do I do? I have to start screaming for Daryl. And I'm like, no! And he's like, what? You want a towel? And he like finally after 10 minutes comes in with a towel. I'm like, no! In the corner, like, help me. Yeah, that's how much of a wimp I am.
Have you ever done this thing where, like, you know when you're kind of, you're outside and you hear a car coming, and you have that urge, you have to get inside before they see you. For no reason. There's no reason to do that at all.
Just impulse.
You're like, oh my God, quickly get in the house, hide. And for some reason, you have to do it. It's like a thing. And you go in the house, you're like, why the fuck did I do that? What was the point in doing that?
I'm glad I'm not the weird one. I do that too. Honestly, my imagination just goes wild and I start freaking out and I start going, Shaun of the Dead, there's a zombie here or something, and I have to run.
Wow, you guys are fucking crazy. There was this one time I was getting ready for work and, you know, it's like whether 3 a.m. or whatever it is, you know. I don't turn on the lights. Once I'm done showering and whatever, I'm all dressed and I'm just going to go down the stairs. And just leave now. So I get to the top of the stairs and I look down the stairs and I was like, but it's dark. But sometimes there's a little light coming from the street lights, but just a little bit. I'm like, oh fuck, I thought I saw something. Jesus, that'd be fucking freaky. And like, that's scary. I just said to myself, I'm like, fucking hell, that scared the fucking shit out of me. And like, because I thought I saw something down the stairs. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, and then I hear, sorry, man. Fuck!
You hear what?
Somebody said, sorry, man. Somebody was at the bottom of the stairs and apologized. Because he thought I actually could see him, but I couldn't. But he was at the bottom of the stairs, my roommate.
Oh, right.
And all of a sudden, I just fucking lost my shit. Because I had my guard up for a second, and then I dropped it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was just, I wasn't expecting. He was like, I'm sorry, I was trying to scare you. How? He realized that I was coming down to say, and but it was just a funny situation where where I woke up the entire house screaming and like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
but
that's happened to that must have happened to everyone. It's just, I don't like it. I freak myself out.
I don't know. There's something about like the idea of being caught in a kind of more. in a more serious situation, that kind of just raises my anxiety through the roof. Like that kind of like, if you see something outside, that's one thing. That person sees you looking, oh no, that's fucking, no, 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 fuck that shit. That's no fucking. So sometimes there are some games, I'm okay with Far Cry and stuff like that, but there are some games where I find it raised my anxiety a little bit too much. Hitman is one of them, where like the idea of getting caught, it just kind of, it just tugs on them like anxiety things. And sometimes I find I just have to kill everyone, because murdering everyone has less anxiety. You know, they're gonna die. It's okay if they see. It's fine. It's not an issue.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein was the first time I ever played a video game that actually scared me. I did, because I didn't expect them to be any scary monsters in there.
That was a phenomenal game, wasn't it?
I don't know what that one is.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein. That was like that one blew my mind. That did. There's also as well. Have you ever heard of a game called Painkiller?
No.
Oh, it's
I
so
have
good.
Heard of that. I think Painkiller is
really good. By the way, if Phil's watching this, Phil, you would love Painkiller. The main weapon has got like fires, shurikens, and lightning. To quote Zero Punctuation, it could only be better if it had tits and it was on fire. It's it's a phenomenal weapon. Just shurikens and lightning, you know.
I'm having an orgasm, said in the chat.
Yeah,
it's when you're driving at night and your headlights catch something in the corner of your eye and you shit yourself.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I've had that.
Or you suddenly realize you're in the middle of nowhere with no one around in the dark and you're like,
I remember being freaked the fuck out one night when I was somewhere in like Yorkshire, I think it was. And I looked out the window and there were eyes looking back at me.
Was it your reflection?
No, multiple eyes looking back at me.
Animals like shining back.
In the darkness. And I was just like, nope. Not tonight. So I went ahead and shut them curtains and I was like, that's me done for tonight. We're going to go to sleep. Lock that cab door. Fuck you guys. So it was sheep. It was a field full of sheep. That's what it was. It was sheep.
I was driving up to, so obviously Daryl's sister lives in up on Dartmoor, like, which is like in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? And it's basically very rural, David. If you're thinking about it, you look like you're thinking about it.
Oh, by the way, hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I'm Tom. This is Chloe. That's David. Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone in the Patreon chat has just told us, by the way, I have not stayed judges. What were you in? We're 45 minutes in, David.
It's fine.
More like half an hour. We were waiting on you for 15 minutes. Yeah. So.
Did we not reset? I don't know.
No, we don't do that. Just one clip. It's easier to edit.
one quick
download, yeah. There you go.
So I was driving up to dropping Logan off to go and stay with his aunt, and so it was really early in the morning because obviously I had work. And bearing in mind, like, Dartmoor has like got things about ghosts and all sorts. It's one of those sort of places that there's like so many rumors that go on.
Is it Dartmoor,
like a hairy hands man?
Is it not the Beast of Bogman or something like that? Or Beast
Bodmin's
of...
the next one down, but similar sort of thing.
Yeah,
there's Beast of Bodmin. But no, there's all sorts meant to... I think, is Dartmoor the Hound of the Baskervilles, or is that Exmouth? I can't remember. I think it's Dartmoor is Hound of the Baskervilles.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think you're right.
Yeah. So it's that sort of thing anyway. It's Big Moorland, and she lives right in it. And, Big Cats on Dartmoor as well. Well done. So I was driving along, and I was concentrating because I've tried not to scare myself at this point because I've got Logan in the back, so I'm trying to be the big brave person here. I'm driving along, and obviously you get to a point where you go over a cattle grid because there's animals everywhere.
Yeah
And it's limited to 40, and you know those big ass signs in the road that say 40 and they're like really long, elongated. For whatever reason, I was driving along really steadily and I could see some weird things in the road, and I don't know what it was, whether it was the lighting or something, but it honestly looked like people stood there. I don't know how. It was because I was like on a curvature of the road.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was driving towards it thinking, oh my God, I'm going near it. What the fuck is... And I was proper freaking out. And I was like, what do I do? Like locking my doors. Like, do I keep driving? Anyway, I got a little bit nearer, and I was shitting myself by this point. And then, you know, when you suddenly get to that realization of what it was, and then I'm just like, oh my fucking God. You absolute fucking tit.
What would you do? Like, you know that kind of cliche thing of like the woman who's been kidnapped running into the road, and it's always a truck that stops, and it's always a truck driver, and like they're kind of like waving their arms, stuff like that. What would you do in that situation if someone's like running towards the truck, like running, waving their arms? Like, I don't
it
know
depends.
What I would do.
If I had Logan, absolutely not. Yeah, I'm not stopping. Yeah. I'm not letting anyone in. I'll keep my doors locked. I might stop and ring someone, but I'm not stopping to let anyone in.
Yeah, yeah.
If on my own, I think I would judge it.
Jump in the skip. You could just tell them to jump in the fucking skip. Get the back there. You're not fucking coming.
I'll take
you
back, mate, but you're getting in the fucking back, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do, because you don't know who you can trust nowadays.
No.
And then you watch these films, like Hostel, and you're like, I'm not doing that, thank you. Because lots of shit goes down.
I feel like this should have been like a Halloween episode.
Yeah, it definitely should have been, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. What? How did we get here? Marvel, was it?
I genuinely don't remember.
Was it not your film?
Oh, I think you were talking about movies, just general movies, and how scared.
Yeah. I think we went down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of the, I don't know if I would stop. It depends. It really does depend. Like, it's there is a definite risk, isn't there? In fairness, they tell you as well. I'm pretty sure this is what they say on like the terrorism courses and shit like that. They do. I don't think you should be doing stuff like that.
What, stopping?
Well, yeah, but stopping for like, because like again, like this you get all sorts. Like the fake cop cars that try and pull people over and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was thinking about this.
Is that not more in America, or is that over here as well now?
It can happen everywhere, doesn't it? It's one of them things where it can happen anywhere.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
It's not something that happens here. Like, I don't think it's a very rare stuff like that happens. But yeah, fucking, you actually look at it. I mean, think about it. Look at how many times you see on these trucking groups, we're searching for this trailer that's been stolen. Like,
yeah,
someone's
true.
Driven into a yard
and nicked it. They
it
do
up
it with skips
and just
as
driven
well all the
off.
Time.
Yeah.
It's
such an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. You know, especially
does that
those
mean we've got an excuse for not getting pulled over by VOSA?
I mean, technically, what you could do is if they were pulling you over and you weren't sure about it, and you were like, you were questioning whether it is, you could do a 999. Say, listen, I'm a truck driver. I'm unsure if this is a correct pull. Could you please tell me if this is a government issued vehicle, please? And I'll stop. I mean, it's one of them things where it could just be prudent to just double check, especially if you've got like a high security load on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of them things, especially like some of the explosive guys. I'm sure that's what they get trained to do, isn't it? When they've got the
yeah.
There was
Trucker Tim had a fucking fake Vosa car, didn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but that was a rally car. Poor David here keeps trying to chat, which you've interrupted him.
There was this. How far do I go back now in the stuff I want to say? Sorry. There was this video where this girl, she was driving a regular car, and she was on a freeway. She was getting pulled over, but she didn't want to pull over right away because there wasn't much of a shoulder or whatever, and she wanted a little bit of a safer spot. She put on her hazards, and the cop did a maneuver on her to put her out, to spin her out of control.
Oh,
and
wow.
she ended up rolling, and
wow.
Then she's on a roof.
Wow.
And she was like, I was like, I'm pregnant. You know, as in, like, why did you do that? You didn't pull over. He's so calm. You know what I mean? He was just like, I was going to pull over. Didn't you see my hazard lights on? I'm like, I just don't want to pull over right here. You should have a right to pull over where you feel safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As in, like, you know, you were given a lawful instruction.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in my feed, in my social media and all that kind of stuff, I get a lot of these videos. You know, I get a lot of where cops are bad. Basically, you know, and it's very hard to not think that cops are bad with all the videos that I watch, you know, and it's just that because there's so many cops out, because those are more interesting. When a cop does something good, nobody cares, gives a shit about that. But when a cop does something bad, I'm like, ooh, interesting. You've got my attention. You know, they put, because the whole time you're brought up to where cops are good. You know, you had an entire TV show dedicated to cops being good, real life show called Cops.
You know?
Bad boys, you know, that one.
What you gonna do?
But he was so, I don't know the word, nonchalant about it. It was like, yeah, I just, you didn't pull over, so I went ahead and did a pit maneuver on you. As in, you shouldn't be able to do that. And of course, cops over here, they basically, they can kind of get away with a ton of stuff because, they have excuses. They're like pre-made excuses where they can kind of do what they want. But again, I'm not going to diss too much because there are a lot of great cops out there and a great, but as in like, there's the few that make it to the spotlight and it's very hard to actually not think of those ones, but of course.
So I try not to, again, that I had like a kind of, I intentionally try not to watch them sort of videos, them anger baiting videos, because I find it genuinely affects me. Like I feel like it makes me an angry person, like looking out for stuff. But I was just having a look and seeing what I've actually got in mine, in my YouTube feed. I've actually got Linus Tech Tips. Obviously I do.
Liner Detective.
No, Linus Tech Tips. like a bit of Linus. Asheville has got a new train apparently. So that's
all. Oh, Asheville.
Thing. Grand Designs. Fucking, I've got such a boring feed.
I love Grand Designs.
So good. I don't know. Just, it's all like kind of nice stuff. I don't like. I have two different feeds.
I watch YouTube. Three different feeds. There's one of the channels that I have. It's just nice to actually have a reset. But it turns out like I'm a Trump follower on one of my feeds. ever since I started, actually, on Facebook, that's right. So Facebook, I get a lot of pro-Trump stuff. And on my old feed back in the day before my Facebook account got, it was non-pro.
Like negative ones, yeah.
So I get a lot of pro-Trump stuff. I'm like, really? Is it because I like to watch it all? I want to see what the other side's saying.
So what I've noticed, I'll tell you about Kale's feed. So Kale doesn't go on Instagram anymore because she gets a lot of animal.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Abuse videos. Them ones in China where they kick a dog and shit like that. And she hates that stuff. She fucking hates it. But that's not what the algorithm thinks. The algorithm, even if you've anger watched something, you have still watched something.
Then they want you to be...
want you on the feed. That's just how it works. They want more of it. And I have noticed... So like I occasionally, with mine, I have to kind of intercept certain things. Because what it tries doing is it tries to kind of it'll start off with something kind of innocuous about like it'll be like a man needs to do more running or something, I don't know, some kind of inspirational shit, and you're like, yeah, I don't know, it's one of them things where you, yeah, fair enough. but then it'll kind of do a little bit more, and it'd be like, it'd be kind of more about investment. And it's like, it goes inspirational, investment, then it starts going down like more right wing stuff, and next year you're in fucking full Trump territory, and you're like, yeah, you're just like, you're down that fucking rabbit hole like a motherfucker. Yeah,
I think all my videos are Trump's. You know, the people that changed what they're saying, so it just looks like they're in the distance, they're talking, or you can't see what they're saying, and then someone puts over a voice over them, and they say, "Ha ha, I love to fart," or something.
Have you ever seen bad lip sync?
That's what she's talking about.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that one.
It's fucking great. Fucking.
Oh, it makes me chuckle. That's pretty much my simple YouTube, is that sort of stuff.
It is funny. Yeah. I love it when they did a bunch of Walking Dead ones, and it was really good. Where the zombies were talking.
The Walking Dead ones. I've got to see those ones. Great.
Yeah, you should definitely go down a rabbit hole on bad lips. Is it bad lip syncing?
Bad lip syncing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I can't remember the name, but yeah.
Good. It's so, so good.
I watched the videos that I watched way back in the day, I kind of forgot about. There's very few that I used to watch a ton of those, but then there was a few bad ones. I think they started doing American football, and I was like, okay, I haven't really gotten interested in that one. You know, it was just a. And then they stopped playing, even though I'm still subscribed to them, but they just don't pop up.
You just don't watch them anymore. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it's because they don't show up in my feed.
Oh.
Have you gone to look at some of the YouTubers that you used to watch and have kind of fell out of love with? They're still, you know, well, not fell out of love with, but you just don't, you're not as into them as you used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But them nice little ones. I've gone back to them, and like one of mine was Wheezy Waiter. I fucking loved me some Wheezy Waiter. He was so fucking lovely. And I used to watch his videos all the time. And then, I don't know, just one day, I think I must just start not watch the video. And then I watched the next. And it was once a week I'd watch it. And then once a year. And then I kind of just forgot he was there. But then I've gone back to go and find him. And I look at him and I'm like, he's not got the same views. And I'm like, he's just pumping out. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, listen, I loved you, but maybe it's time to just call it a day. YouTube dreams over, my friend. It's not good anymore.
You know, what's not motivating me to make videos, even like I get around 3,000 new subscribers a month. All right. And that's a lot. There's no, you know what I mean? But if I post a video, I get like 1,000 views. I'm like, God damn it. What the fuck? It's so annoying. So what the fuck? Okay, I don't even want to make a video unless it's really annoying, and it's confusing because I don't understand it. I'm getting subscribers, but I'm not getting views, you know what I mean? So I just don't want to make any videos because of that. And like, I want to make a video that people are actually gonna, you know, I don't know why, but I gotta try something out. It's just that I don't have a truck anymore, so all I can do is make the ones with my game, you know, so which came quite handy. You know, but
you should just start judging people. You should do the Truck and Reacts thing.
So there's this one. There was this video where he's just, you might have even seen him, whatever. It's just a truck driver. He's backing up to a trailer, and he can't get to the, he can't back under because the trailer's too low and his tires are hitting. And basically everyone's saying, lower your air suspension, lower your air suspension. That's like, that doesn't, but that's not what he was talking about. It's just that, see, when you back up to a trailer, you lower your air suspension. All right.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, hold on.
Right. I think I see. I think I know where this is going. Go on.
Well, again, it's just, I went straight to the comment section. I wanted to see what the real truck driver said, you know, and it was just more of like, if he just raised his air suspension, it would have lifted up the trailer. All right. And then now he could actually crank the landing gear. Very, very easy, because he made a huge song and dance about him jumping up and down trying to fucking figure out which way
to turn it
and all that kind of stuff. It was just more of like, because you can hear that and like, yes, the trailer is low enough to where it's hitting the tires, but all you have to do is just raise the airbags back up again, the frame will lift it up, you know what I mean? And then you could throw a piece of wood underneath there and raise it up.
But why were people saying about lowering the suspension?
Well,
to get underneath it.
Well, to get underneath
but it's
it.
Hitting
but again,
the
it was
tires.
A tires. Yeah,
it doesn't go any lower than that.
A lot of the time, Or maybe a lot of people were saying raise the suspension, you know what I mean? Because they could hear that the airbags were out, you know. But yeah, I agree. Basically, the situation, he's trying to give advice, but you're like, okay, could you find better advice, though, than what you are doing instead of the ridiculous thing you're doing with the landing gear and you're jumping in it? And like, you know, there was just, I don't know. But he makes a lot of videos where he knows that's going to get a lot of comments from truck drivers. And he just
that
knows,
is the other thing.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think he does a lot of that. He's a newer enough truck driver. It's just, I don't know. I feel like new truck drivers shouldn't be giving advice.
I've noticed there's a lot of videos like that. You know, when you watch like the car ones where they have crashes or near misses and that. Mm-hmm. I've noticed there's a lot of clips nowadays where it's like, oh yeah, this near miss. And you watch it and it's obviously clickbaity. And you watch it and you're like, what near miss? Like someone pulled out miles down the road. What the fuck?
We'll say,
and then you go to the comments and you can see everyone going, what the fuck? Yeah, like going apeshit. And you can see like, you can see what they've done. They've got so many people going to the comments and commenting, which obviously boosts them, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I do like that this is happening now. So this is making me happy because I feel like it's an end of that era of videos. I hope it is, because fuck me, the end of that era of video would be great. But like Mikael was showing me a video of this guy, and he was doing that, but to like a fucking like, so like someone kind of pulled out way ahead, and he's like, oh my god, fucking hell, fucking you wanker, fucking. And I've got to be honest with you, it fucking crushed me. Like it absolutely, that the other one that got me this week, which sent me, was if anyone's seen it, Dave the Angry Trucker and the Sun one. That one fucking,
I've not seen it, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, the sunlight one is it's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. It's
but
so
those
good.
Are so easy to do as well, actually, when you think about it and how hilarious they are.
Yeah,
you could really do them. They're so good.
I mean, yeah. I like it. I will say he does like kind of the truck based sketch comedy quite well. It's something that I wanted to try and do a little bit of, but I kind of feel like he's really kind of taken that baton as such, mm-hmm. and really fucking run with it. Like it is, some of it's really good. Like, yeah, very, very, very good.
Good. David, you don't know who we're talking about, do you?
And Dave the Angry Trucker?
But not you. I know you're
not you.
Dave. Well,
no, I know about it. I don't like his videos. They're annoying.
Some of them are. I'll agree to that. Yeah. I'll agree to
you
that.
You know, it's just some of them are actually like, yeah, okay. That definitely you know, makes me angry.
Yeah, some of them nails it right in.
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, but he's just nonstop yelling. And it's just like, all right, this was kind of funny the first time. And now it's just not funny anymore. I just
I will say he really runs a joke to its fucking last degree, to the point where you're like, holy shit, dude, move on.
I mean, here's the angry trucker though. He's got to go with it. He's gone for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really change it now, can you?
No. How do you write? I've got a question for you, because how do you break real lights in such a way that they stay on, but the truck thinks that they're broke? Because the problem is, so we've got these fancy LED ones that have been put on aftermarket.
Right.
And so the voltages are all wacky on them.
Okay.
And so the DAF thinks that they're broken. And sometimes when you've got the engine brake on and you're braking, do you remember that I sent you a video the other day? Or kind of like
a video where you, yeah.
All you can hear is di-di-di-ding, di-di-di-ding, di-di-di-ding. It's just constantly. And so every time it does that, it brings up a fucking thing on the screen saying a taillight truck fault or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Basically saying that the real lights are out. They're not. They're working perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with them. It just thinks there's an issue with them. But it's so bright that it lights up the whole fucking cab because of this fucking error message. So I put this piece of cardboard on the fucking dash. It's literally just like a strip of cardboard. I can't see what temperature it is, but let's be honest, it's just,
you don't really care about that temperature.
No, it's fine. No. Yeah.
And so because I've got like, I have engine malfunction, exhaust brake malfunction, and air system malfunction, which is just always on there. Apparently it's a sensor somewhere that's gone wrong on it. So it just always has these ones up. So excellent. I will say, the worst I've ever had was 12 errors on my dashboard. I had to scroll. through them.
Classic
it's
Daft.
This truck is nearly as old as my son. Like,
is it that old, is it?
It's fucking, it's nearly as old as my son. It's a 14 plate. He was born 2012. Like, it's, this thing's getting on some. In fact, technically, it is older than one of my children, but who are against? But anyways, so yeah, I've had to put this piece of cardboard on, and what I've written on it is, I've written no faults, smiley face. And then it's kind of like an inspirational thing. That way, when I look at it in my head, I feel like, a bit like, you know how like sometimes like doctors, they give placebos, and it makes you feel better.
Okay.
That's a truck placebo. It makes me feel better about it.
But
I mean,
do that anyway, don't they? They always go, oh, well done. Great cornering, mate. You know, you
nailed
that.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know because the errors override that. So I never get to see that anyways.
Oh, okay. That's
And there's now a piece of cardboard there. So, yeah.
What? Actually, yeah, in the comments, what mileage is it on?
I've no idea. There's a cardboard piece there.
You know what sucks about when we get in America, and for when I was going over the road, all right, when we're getting paid per mile, so you stop getting paid when the truck's moving, when the truck stops, you know what I mean? So if there's a lot of times if there was a dash light on saying there's an error, I'm like, ooh, like, oh, I don't know if I want to take this in right now. I'm like, what color should I take it in? You know what I mean? Unless it's red, it ain't going in there. Otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and wait till I get up until I'm off duty or until I'm home. Because I don't want to like all of a sudden have to go in and not get paid to wait. You know what I mean? Because there's no motivation. There's no, like, how about if there is something wrong with the truck, that's not your fault. You know what I mean? As in, like, you pay us. There's none of that. You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know, but again, it's just me and my rants about, if you're only going to pay people per mile, they're not going to be motivated to do a proper pre-trip, or they're not going to be motivated to take the truck into the shop when they see a light on.
Because they want to crack on, yeah.
So, yeah, so no incentive to be safe, you know? Like, there is some, like, safety miles and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, a lot of times that's just, you're still not motivated. You know what I mean? You might be motivated enough to walk
paid,
around the truck,
the point?
Make
yeah.
sure there's air in some tires, and make sure there's no oil leak on the ground. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know, it's just. But anyway,
I had it where I had to drive it on a red fault that on, but not this one, but the previous one, the grab wagon. The grab wagon's got has got serious issues with it, and it's
what red fault was it?
Engine system. Basically, it's an engine system malfunction.
So you drove it back to the workshop?
No, I was just driving on it. Fucking just constantly. It's fucking awful. But basically, what it is sometimes it detects, for some reason, it detects a low fuel pressure, but the pressure's fine and it's still going. It just detects this thing. But the first time it happened, I wasn't told about this. So obviously I've got this fucking thing screaming at me, fucking red flashing lights everywhere. Stop fucking it. So I obviously pull in, and I was like, oh yeah, it's just a low fuel pressure warning. We're gonna bring it into the workshop next week. It still does that. That was months ago. They've replaced a low pressure fuel pump. They've replaced the high pressure fuel pump twice. Along with a variety of other things, still fucking does it. Still fucking does it. It's fucking daft. They have chucked thousands at this fucking thing. Still does this bloody error. And the thing is, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like, I mean, what am I supposed to do? What? Go back to the yard and sit there with my boss being angry about you being back at the yard for something that can't be fixed? So yeah. Like, you fucking just drive on the bastard thing with it fucking screaming. So long as you get your headphones and you turn the music up loud, you can fairly stealthily ignore it. Like, I know you shouldn't, but
I think there was a rattle. There was a rattle in the cabinets behind me that was just squeaking. It was annoying the crap out of me. So yeah, I think I had to put my headphones up full blast and just listen to Metallica for the rest of the day. You know, and it was just
screaming at you.
There's been other times too where it was just. I don't know if it was beeping. I just remember there's been definitely some times where it was just absolutely driving me crazy to where I had to turn the music up full blast.
It's fucking horrible. By the way, in the chat, Craftsman said that the fuel pressure sensor needs replacing. That has been replaced. That's one of the things that's been replaced. There's a current theory is it might be the turbo that's the problem. That's the current.
Do you
theory,
think it's a jackass behind a wheel that's causing this problem?
Well, it's not me driving it, so it might be Fergie, possibly. I'll tell him that. I'll let him know that you said that. In fact, I'll clip this part of the video and just let him know that he's a wanker. So,
jackass. There you go, mate. Not a wanker. Sorry. Jackass.
I'm pretty happy same with the, yeah, what we did.
Yeah, okay.
And yes, they are genuine ones. We've actually got a proper, like a little DAF center, like where we have all proper genuine parts in the, like in a big warehouse. And like it's actually DAF that delivers it all to us. We go through so much stuff. We've got like a little proper like DAF center, so all of the parts are all like official DAF.
But DAF aren't putting them in.
No, it's our guys putting them in. It's only if it gets.
Are your guys not DAF certified?
Yeah, they're all DAF certified. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be the shitty wiring on the DAFs. I do
could
think
be the fact it's just a DAF. They are pretty shit.
Yeah. We have a Volvo now as well.
I love a Volvo. An FMX?
It is, yeah, 21 plate. It looks really nice. Apart from the new guy fucking got it. It's been in 2 minutes. It was here a week and he got the new fucking 21 plate.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's fucking not. Bastard.
Wanker.
But are people wanker. Complaining? Is that something that people would complain about? An actual, like, hey, you know, like...
Fucking right.
Yeah, it is something people complain about.
When I... Usually, if I've been in my truck for a long time, I've already gotten all the problems fixed. You know what I mean? So I don't want to get into a new truck and having to relocate everything because we properly move into our trucks. You know what I mean? Yeah, the TV goes up, the fridge goes up, the blankets, the everything, everything gets put away. And it's not like a simple 15-minute thing to easily move out. You know what I mean? Because I like to make sure it's clean as well. Get all the because once you start moving all the stuff, all of a sudden you can see all the dust that's gathered.
For that kind of thing. It's like a full day job, isn't it? Make sure you've got your power inverter in. Make sure your fuse all sorted. It is like moving can be a full fucking day sometimes.
Yeah. So
it's done properly.
I wouldn't want to get into the new truck. Because a lot of times when you get a new truck, it's within a month, you're going into the shop. You're going into the garage. Yeah, you know, it's just, why? It's so annoying getting into new trucks. And they feel wrong too. I have the clutch is different. The gears haven't been grinded in properly, you know? So you end up grinding a lot more than you would normally because they're perfect.
Gava said that their new scanners barely have any physical switches. And even the PTOs are on the touchscreen.
Oh wow!
My Mercedes, my fancy MP5 Actros, whatever it is they call it. That was like that, and honestly, I liked it.
You like the touchscreen?
I don't like the touchscreen per se, but what I do like is it automatically detects things. So if you hook a trailer up with an axle that will drop and lower, it detects that and gives you an option for it.
Ooh.
So you don't have to have a button installed on the screen, which is pretty fucking cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I quite like
mine's
that.
Got a touchscreen.
It's
cool.
I've never had a touch... I don't think I've ever had a touchscreen except from... Yeah. No touchscreen I've ever had in my truck, except for the electronic logging device, your logbook.
Yeah.
That would be. Otherwise, it's all, just simple. Everything's air ride buttons. Yeah, even the wipers.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I have to stop 1 second. I'm really sorry.
How dare you?
I'll explain in a second.
Interesting.
By the way, I'm really pissed.
What?
Yeah, go on.
You're getting pissed? You're getting angry? Yeah. Why are you getting so angry?
I'll explain. So, in fact, to be honest with you, fuck it. Keep this in the podcast because I have to explain this. The kitten escaped. He's still not had his chip. He was supposed to get one a couple of weeks ago and he's still not had a chip.
Oh, a chip. And I think so, like eating chips.
So he's just swaggered in. Like, you know, a little microchip thing. So he's just swaggered in, obviously. We've left the window open and he's finally swaggered in. So let's go and run and shut it. But he has his strut. I know this is like, he's got the fucking biggest bollocks on an animal I've ever seen. I don't know how to else to say that. Like, he is like, he's got, they're so big. He has to walk in a certain way. He's like a got a fucking, he's like the John Wayne of cats. I know I don't know what else to say about it. They're just fucking, like he's really cute. You know, like, obviously, like, you know, he'll go around, like, you're like, oh, he looks so beautiful. He's got, like, the, like, just most amazing face, just so lovely and kind. And, like, he'll kind of come up to you and you'll give a bit of, have some stroke. And he'll turn around and they're just there looking at you. So it's just fucking huge bollocks. And I don't really know what to do about it, if I'm honest with you. They're just there.
Castrate him?
I don't, people laugh.
Or do you quite like the bollocks?
I'm not saying no. So that's not what I'm saying. I feel like you're putting words in my mouth there. What
that
I'm
sounds
saying,
like you obviously are attracted to them. You keep zoning in on them.
I don't know how.
Well, I mean, if you've noticed
it's not
it,
that. It's just the there. I mean, what else am I supposed to do with this? Like, I don't know. It's you know.
What happens when does he lie on you and you just feel these bollocks on your arm? Like, brilliant.
They are. Like, I don't know.
Do you ever give him a little flick? Just like, get off me.
What the bollocks? Fuck? Why would you flick someone's bollocks?
This is why I'm asking you. This is one of those.
No,
so you don't.
I'm not
so you don't.
Flicking a cat's bollocks. No.
What are you
saying? Lad. Fucking hell. That would not be good.
Does he try and get, like, you know, when cats can get through like a thin little window pane or something? Do his little bollocks get stuck at the end of it? And he's just like, these little bollocks.
I don't know. I don't think so. This week is Thomas Ball. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I am a little bit envious of them. I kind of wish my, like, I don't know.
You're envious
of your cat's big balls. Strut,
yeah, they're
fucking or his
huge.
Actual bollocks. Okay.
Maybe it's his strut. He just walks with a confidence that I think I wish I could. Like, I could kind of, like, if I had that level of confidence, I think I'd be, you know, doing pretty well in life, I would say.
Wow. This is not where I thought this
honestly, it's not where I thought this was going either, no.
Yeah, we were talking about buttons on trucks.
Were we?
Yeah. Did you ever have a truck? I know, I'm going to go back to it. But did you ever have a truck that was where the wipers were air, as well as the... there was a lot of things were air ride, like the wipers, where they weren't actually electronically controlled. They were actually there was actually air controlled for the wipers. For on your
air
truck.
Controlled wipers.
Well, it was air
windscreen wipers.
Yeah, the windscreen wipers. You know, they were actually.
With air.
Will you fucking stop talking over me? You fucking Jesus Christ! Do you know how hard it is to fucking. Yes, fucking air. Instead of an electronic motor, it was actually air. And if there was low air, they wouldn't start in the morning. Or even the windows were actually powered by air. These are pretty old trucks. These were one of the trucks that we had at the school had one of these, and it was actually quite interesting. Where everything was actually a lot of things were. There's a lot more air involved in controlling stuff. You know, so. Anyway, I just
in the chat, my old bus had air-powered wipers, so it was a thing here.
I'm sure I've it was, but it's just that. You know, it's just a long time ago, so you wouldn't really have experienced those options or whatever, you know. But it was just more of one of those little
unnecessary facts. I did not know.
No,
this is like some BioShock level of, like, I didn't know this was a thing.
Did you know? How about for Windows, just up and down. Have you ever experienced that? That was really cool. It was like
I had windy windows.
And it was really cool.
Yeah, that sounds.
No, I didn't have air ones.
Super dangerous. Like, that sounds like if you put something in that window, it's getting fucking cut off. Holy shit.
Yeah, if you left your arm out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gone.
But I'm sure electronic
motors. Isn't
air pressure
quite strong?
Well, again, it was, I don't know. Yes or no?
Yeah, but the electronic motors are like designed to cut out, aren't they? They'll go so far.
Not all the time.
Cut out.
Do you know how that works.
What electric?
So I was watching. Have you ever heard of a YouTuber called Michael Reeves?
No.
Right. So he does. He does like electronic stuff. He does stupid electronic stuff, and he makes all sorts of fucking crazy ass stuff. And he was making a. It sounds so stupid. And in fairness, the video is as stupid. But he was making a surgery robot that had basically, it was like a 3D printer style thing with just a knife on the end of it that could stab things. That was the whole, it was like a big joke.
A stabby robot. Okay.
But like basically, it ran on a track, like kind of like a big, like so, well, 2D space, if that makes sense. So it could kind of go up and down the track and then go left and right. Mm-hmm. But it was basically, it was wanted a way of making it so that when it got to like, imagine like a your 3D printer gets to one side, but it needs to know that it's got to the side and it's at a physical stop. The same thing as like your window. I mean, mm-hmm. the window's not got a sensor in it. It's not got lasers.
It just knows to stop when it's at the top.
Yeah. It's because right. It's because... when it gets something gets in it, there's a voltage increase because the power goes up slightly. And it's that voltage increase that it detects it. And goes, okay, there's something, there's a problem here. And that's the reason why, because there's a voltage increase in the motor. How fucking clever is that?
It's quite clever.
It is. I like it.
I always thought, oh, there must be like a sensor, or like a laser, or something.
When it comes to the windows going up and down, I bet there's like it only gives us a certain PSI enough to get the window up. So if it needs,
you're postulating that it's actually safer doing the air because it's physically incapable.
If your arm's on there and you try going up, it probably wouldn't because it's not. It's taking into account of how much the window weighs or whatever, you know, they tested it once. And like, so if your head's in there, it just wouldn't go up. So maybe, also, I don't know. I actually don't know.
How many stories have you heard of a window taking out someone's fingers or arm?
Obviously none. It's more of an urban legend, but I was speaking with an engineer and he was saying the old air systems. And I don't know if this is what he was talking about, but basically where it had an air gauge on the dashboards that was an actual mechanical air gauge where it was just a pipe coming from the tank that showed you what PSI it's all at. And it just mechanically did it on the dashboard. And he was just saying them days were so much better because it just didn't break. Whereas I like the amount of times that I've had it where, but we've had it where, like it's basically one of like the kind of, one of like the ECUs that's connected to the air system, it just breaks because fuck it, it's a DAF. Why not? Just YOLO. And I've had two trucks. I've had it fail on two trucks, and I've had another friend who's had another one go on it, and it just dies. And they have to fucking unwire the whole fucking thing, reprogram the thing back into the new truck, and do all of that. Whereas the old one was just shutting the dash. It's you know, whatever PSI, mm-hmm. that's that. And I will say that it does look like, I mean, a lot of these sensors and a lot of these computers where they're plugging it in, it feels pointless. It's like trying to fix a problem that doesn't really need to be fixed. I mean, why does the air pressure need to be plugged in? The only thing that it'll do is it flags up on your thing saying air pressure low. I mean, but I can see that. And the first way you can tell that the air pressure is going down is your seat goes down. If you're dropping down on your seat, something's fucky. Like, there you
go. Unless you have your seat all the way down anyway.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It's... So, Craftman in the chat says, in the 90s, a few children were killed by electronic windows closing on their necks, so they brought in the safety feature. So when I read that first, I saw chicken. In the 90s, a few chicken were killed in electronic windows. So I'm like, what the hell? What does chickens have to do? Why were the chickens there in the first place? But
oh, wow. Okay, so that was from electric ones. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was a few, like a month ago, I had a dog in my car. and I was waiting for the groceries to come. So I had a window down so he could hang out the window while we were parked or whatever, right? And then I just felt like he was about to jump out. So I went ahead and I pushed him back in, opened the door, and then I rolled and I pressed the automatic up window and I closed the door again. Not thinking that he's going to try jump out again. So I look back and all of a sudden I see his head out the window, but the window is just about to close on him. And it was just like, oh shit, that's holding the bloody thing down. I don't know how much pressure I need to hold down. You know, like, god damn it. I'm trying to open up the door at the same time. You know, I was like, whoops, my bad.
Do you hear about like the cat litter thing that was killing cats? Like that automatic cat litter tray basically had a rotating thing on it.
Yeah, it rotates and, the whole thing.
If the cat came out and then went to go and poke its head back in again, you know, like a fucking cat does, it could get his head caught in there, and it was like, it was pretty fucking gruesome. Like,
no, I have not heard about that at all. Like,
what a crazy
safety feature.
So, but this company that was. What they were doing, because you know how like you look at some of these Chinese knockoff companies, and right. They have wacky names, like they just have random long like XXYV261. You're like, what fucking sort of name is that? Basically, this is all an Amazon thing because they have to require a trademark to be able to sell on there, and so like the US trademark office was getting inundated with all these different companies that were putting up varieties of different, but basically these companies, all they do is when they start getting some bad reviews, change the name, start selling it underneath. It's a white box good. They just literally just like start selling
sell
it under a different name
brand.
And
bad.
there's no way it feels like accountability is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that was lost. It was lost just after the 90s, along with, you know, Boglins. And
Boglins are amazing.
Exactly.
Tom, the Chinese eat cats. It's basically a cat trap. Oh, that's a good point.
Thanks.
Maybe that's what it was.
I'm assuming Craftsman is Phil.
Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah, talk another. Phil. Your cat would only lose its balls, it'd be fine.
Fuck. They are huge, like they're too fucking big, really. Don't
have to castrated.
No, we're not castrating him. He needs his balls.
But then won't he suck?
Why? Are you planning on having him breed? Cats?
No, but he's just got a swagger, I like it.
But haven't you got girl cats?
Yeah, well, she's at the thing.
She's neutered.
Yeah.
Spayed.
The other one, his mum wasn't, and she kept coming back pregnant fucking all the time. She was the village slut. I don't know what else I'll say, but
that's why he's got big balls.
Yeah.
At the dog park, one of my buddies, his dog is a guy dog, but he got what's it? Spayed. Is it spayed or neutered? You neutered male dogs, yeah? And you spayed girl dogs?
Spayed girls, neutered.
Okay,
dogs.
So yeah. So his dog got neutered. But ever since he got neutered, every dog wants to hump him. He's just nonstop. Even my dog was humping him. As in, like, it was just like, stop it. Like, why is this male dog constantly being humped? It's just all because he got neutered. And we don't know why.
Is that because they give off a certain pheromone or something?
Yeah.
I've heard that he's not giving it off, is he?
Or not giving it off, maybe,
They're probably just getting a bit confused and being like,
yeah,
don't know. Does it smell like a boy? Let's go for it.
Could be a girl.
Let's go, son. Let's go.
Not taking the chance either way.
There's a hole. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, any other trucking stuff we want to talk about?
Not really. I'm absolutely pissed right now.
Yeah, that's such a weird word to hear. Because that's still, because my new vocabulary, ever since I moved to America, that word means angry. And it's just every time you say it.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So weird.
I'm wankered.
I was literally about to say wankered as an alternative.
This was up to the top. I think it might have been.
I remember it being up to the top.
I think it might have been like nearly a whole bottle's worth.
Is that like a 32-ounce glass?
We don't do ounces.
It's a point.
What do you do? David. You do
pints.
Milliliters.
Liters and pints.
Milliliters.
Liters and
as well,
pints.
Yeah. So basically, 20 ounces is around 500 milliliters, I believe.
Yeah, sure.
But isn't an ounce a weight?
It's both, which is a fluid ounce. Yeah. It's such stupid thing altogether. Yeah. There's only two countries in the world that do this system. You know, it's America and some other country that no one's ever heard of. You know, it's just, yeah, not even Canada uses it. They use the normal fucking cups. Metric system. You know, what is it? Imperial? We use Imperial?
Well, they do for now, but isn't Canada going to be like joining the US and becoming like the next state?
God, what is he doing?
Donald Trump. Oh, he's off
his
tits. Is
that happening, is it?
That's what he wants to do. It's like he really is just trying to see what happens. He's trying to throw a bunch of stuff at the dartboard and see
what
sticks.
He can't decide what Canada do. He's not in control of it.
He can control them if he wants to. You know what I mean? Like, he's a country. He runs the country. He can take over any country he wants to if he wants. You know, if he, I don't know, how would he
it's
do it?
It's gonna be,
you know,
fucking
I mean?
Huge if Canada becomes part of it.
Yeah,
like it's just already huge as it is. Like that's just a monster.
It's not happening.
He is.
He's also not getting Greenland either. Yeah. He's basically a spoiled brat that never got told no.
Yeah,
and yeah,
was he trying to take it over or buy it?
Well, there was at one point he threatened military action, so that was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't think he's going to go all 4 years. I really don't.
Yeah,
one way
I'm pretty sure
other.
People said that the first time round.
I know, but, you know, fingers crossed.
But this will be the end of it once he's done his 4 years.
But who's going to take over?
Yeah.
He even said too. That was like, hey, maybe I'll go for a third term. Maybe the people will vote on it or they'll do
he's
something.
He's not allowed to, though.
Rules can be changed. If you're powerful enough, you can change whatever rule you want.
Oh God, we're stuck with him forever, aren't we?
Yeah,
he's
going to
make himself a king.
Just think it this way,
right?
Hitler did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. He's the modern day Hitler.
Yeah. It's not been that long since we got
I've
rid
got
of the
blue
fucking
eyes
last
and blonde
one.
There, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, yeah. Think, am I all right?
People ask me if I was going to get deported on my live stream because I'm not a citizen. I was like, dude, have you seen the color of my skin? I'm fine.
And you know what? It's not even that controversial to say that at this point, is it?
No, it's not even me being racist. You know what I mean? It's just that's just the way it seems to be. You know, he only cares. Mexicans is basically why he's trying to get rid of. And that's what people are uncomfortable with. People are uncomfortable with different color skin. And yeah, so I love when reporters will go up to random MAGA people and all that kind of stuff. Like, hey, if Jesus came into America illegally, would you kick him out? I'm like, as long as you filled out the right paperwork. I'm like, really? You know, it's just this is Jesus here. You know what I mean? Like, why do you give a shit about paperwork? Like, what is wrong? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Yeah, America's has a lot of apparent bureaucrats that have voted this year.
yeah. Anyway, Tom, go ahead and do the outro. I'm done.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, it's apparently David's so depressed by the Trump, he's just like, no, fuck it, we're done. That's fine. let's see how he reacts when Elon Musk puts his name into the hat for president.
Oh my god, that's not.
Anyways,
happen,
on that note, he's thank already you president. So much for listening. Fucking not far off it, actually, is it? Shocking. Fucking.
Go on, I'll let you finish.
Yeah. Yeah. And on that depressing note, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't listened, thank fuck, because you didn't hear this last part. But we might see you next time. It's 50-50, really, isn't it? Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Our podcast manager and editor is David, as always. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Posts are myself. We've got Chloe. We've got David again. He just gets named everywhere. He's named all the different places.
Damn right.
If you like to support the podcast, go to patreon.com/ Yeah, patreon.com/JATP. We're just doing one take. We're nailing this shit. And you can go and give us money. Really helps. Thank you so much. Massive thanks to all the patrons who do give us money at the moment, such as I'm Having an Orgasm, Jack Goodwin, John Brown, Justin Rioni, Miller, Phil Starkey, SmyD, Stephen Patterson, Timo, and Trucker Nozza. You guys are legends. Thank you very much. We also have as well our lower tier people like Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees, and Danny Flynn, the Wanking Master. Amazing. Thank you so, so much. You make this podcast what it is. You're actually absolute legends. Thank you very much. And that's it, isn't it? Something
yeah,
else
well, you still haven't worked on the website, so don't go to salmonslap.com because there's no website there. Because I give Tom one job. Do you think he does this?
I have lots of jobs.
Do you?
You have one job. You show
right,
up.
And thank you so
one
much.
Job wonder.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.